This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Saturday right here on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, just truly being part of the solution, right? Just truly being part of seriously. You can't win, we can't win, unless you guys get involved, unless you guys get engaged and make it, yeah, you guys, you heard me, use guys. I know that's not politically correct, but I'm sure you can reconcile it, some of you anyway. Right? I mean, seriously. This is, it is, what we allow them to get away with is nuts. We can't let them do that anymore. And I do mean them. You figure out who them is. I'm not going to beat my brains out trying to get you to figure it out. Right? Because we really, really, truly, when they start putting up spewing lies, push back on them. Ask them to prove it. I mean, go out on YouTube or any one of those services, all right, and look, truly look at people that call, you know, Trump or any one of them, when they call them racists, especially Trump, just look at them and say, okay, tell me where. Give me the specific thing that he said, did, whatever, that makes him a racist. I want to know. They can't do it. Because they're simply spewing what they've heard before. That's what they're doing. And if they don't have that to spew, they're done. You know, for all intents and purposes, it's done. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be, as I like to say, part of the solution. Apparently, Joyless Reed, she's at it again. And you heard, Tom talk about how she accused white Christian, basically Iowa voters are all white Christians and, you know, they want everyone to bow down to them. Apparently she forgot that whole BLM thing where everybody was taking a knee. Remember that? It didn't seem to bother her at all. And it should bother all of you. We shouldn't bow down to anyone, any group, any color of a group. This is nuts. And yet we give in all the time because we don't want them to feel bad about themselves. Who? First of all, why? No, really, why? If they're spewing garbage, if they're spewing mistruths, then yeah, we should make them feel bad about themselves. Okay? That simple. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And again, think about this. She is stating, claiming, whatever words you want to use, that the problem is there's too many white people in Iowa. Well, Joy, do you suggest they move out? Or are you suggesting more blacks should move in? I don't know. Right? I mean, in all sincerity, which one is it? It drives me nuts when they've been doing this for years. We've been talking about this for years on this show, where you give in to what they say because you don't want to just feel bad. Oh, it's easy to make somebody feel bad. When you figure out where somebody is, you know, emotionally, right, how easy it is to get them upset. You know, you see all these people running around with masks and screaming, I'm triggered, or that person makes me feel uncomfortable because they have a MAGA hat on. What are they afraid? The MAGA hat's going to jump off their head and bite them or something? I really don't even know. But those are the ones that are actually, frankly and honestly, they're more dangerous than the ones, because you don't know what they're going to do. They're the ones that are trying to shut down speech. They're the ones that don't want you to say anything that maybe, might be, could be misconstrued by them, and they end up feeling bad. And by the way, I just got an email from somebody. It's so true. I hadn't really thought about it. I don't know about you guys, if you listened in the last hour. I haven't even thought about, we haven't seen Gavin Newsom since the debate. Right? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with us here on the air. Texting, tweet, what is it, Xing now, whatever. You know, I complain about it all the time because I don't know what to call it. Right? But I do appreciate your time with me. And head up to the website, joemessina.com. joemessina.com. You know, there's so much going on. You like the stories. There's a little donation button. If you're already giving, I appreciate that very much. Head up to mypillow.com. That's another thing you can do to help the show. I mean, like I said, there is a lot happening out there. There's a lot for us to get involved with, a lot for us to know what to do. All right. I don't know if I can pull this off now. Yeah, there you go. Now I know I can't pull it off. All right, Joe, senior host Brad Dangus joins us in a few minutes. We'll go through some of the legal issues that are happening all through the country and what usins can do to fix it. Be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel the difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe McKinney, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air. I just really do appreciate the time that you tune into the show. And, you know, I say it, I kind of mean it when I say to you, I realize that there's like 3,000 other shows you could be listening to. You've chosen this one, and I like to believe it shows what a high IQ you have, but that's my own personal opinion. Let me bring Brad Dacus in. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Always appreciate his legal expertise and his time on the show with me. Hey, Brad, how are we doing?
Oh, just great.
You're very excited about last night, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
So, you know, there's a lot of calls today for, of all people, for DeSantis to step out. of the race. And I think part of it, or, you know, big part of it, is the fact that he's, there's no fire there. There's no, you know what I'm saying? There's no real fire behind him and some of the people he's dealing with, or part of his team.
Yeah. DeSantis has got obviously some serious problems because Iowa, he put a lot into Iowa. He went to every one of the counties.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Trump didn't do that. Trump, like, had, you know, a few rallies or, you know, and all, but he actually went, spent a lot of time in Iowa, a lot of money in Iowa. The people got to know DeSantis. They got to talk to him, shake his hand. They know DeSantis. And they chose Trump. And that is what is so significant and so telling about that. Those, and it's a great thing about Iowa because people get to really know the candidate. It's a face-to-face. It's like, who are they? What do they stand for? They're going to be asked questions. And after all that, they decided, no, we're going to stick with Trump. A lot of people looked at DeSantis as he's young. He doesn't have some of the baggage, the Twitter, whatever. But at the end of the day, they said, we want Trump. Trump has the spine, the resolve, he seems just like the leader that our nation, that they thought that our nation needs. And then, of course, you have Haley, and, you know, so she put a lot of time, a lot of money into Iowa as well. She got third. And by the way, she wouldn't even have done as well as she did, but for the fact that a lot of Democrats showed up, switched parties for the voting, and then switched back again afterwards. That's what they allow in Iowa.
Yeah.
So it wasn't just a one or two people. There was a large contingency of her vote weren't even Republicans. And it's going to be the same thing in New Hampshire. She's basically counting on that, non-Republicans voting for her. So neither of them have any kind of a game plan developing. Trump won every group in every county and all throughout Iowa. He did it grand slam. And, you know, now I think we're just really looking at the general election. It's and then, of course, when you have Vivek, you know, endorsing him, and not just endorsing Trump, but actually he's going to be campaigning side by side with Trump throughout New Hampshire. That right there is 4, 5, 6, 7 percentage points.
Wow.
Tacked on to Trump, and plus just an enthusiasm, an energy, a momentum that I just don't see in either of the other two candidates. And then we've got South Carolina where Trump is ahead. And then, you know, I just don't see any pathway for the others. I think it's pretty much over. Even the odds makers have more of a 90% probability of Trump getting the nomination. I think, frankly, that's very conservative.
Yep. All right. So we're going to hit some of your fun stuff here right now. Okay. You're kind of seeing the Supreme Court and other federal courts at odds with each other. So recently, the Supreme Court declined that Indiana school's appeal on the transgender bathroom order. Right. I don't know if you're familiar with that. It rejected. An Indiana public school district's request to defend a policy that restricted bathroom access by sex. But then in another one, the federal appeals court backed Florida's school district that blocked transgender students from using the boys' bathroom. So you've got one federal, you know, legal agency almost at odds with another.
Right.
Help me understand.
Yeah, this is really not that unusual, actually, when you have an issue of law that has yet to be ever in any way resolved by the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court hasn't really given us much case law at all on this because this is a new issue. You know, other generations didn't allow their teenage boys to go in the girls' locker room and look at the naked girls while stripped off their clothes in front of the girls. It was unthinkable. It wasn't even on the radar from either Republicans or Democrats through our nation's history. So this is brand new because of the degree of whatever depravity or sickness, mental sickness, whatever. It is what it is because this is brand new. We're entering a new chapter. And when that happens, you have conflicting case law, conflicting decisions. And what that means is that the Supreme Court will definitely have to take this up and decide it. And I ever so optimistically predict at least a 6-3 decision in favor of parental rights to not have their teenage girls, visually violated by a teenage boy that sees them naked, taking out of the shower, drying off while he strips off his clothes in front of them.
I think what most people try to understand, it's like you and I have this conversation all the time, where I don't get the 5-4 verdicts, if you would, when it comes to the Constitution. It's not a matter of interpreting it your way. It's a matter of understanding what they had to say. There are actually, I found this out in the last 10 years or so, but there were actually, journals taken when they were arguing some of these issues, whether it's the Bill of Rights and or the Constitution itself, and what they had in mind for those particular items. And, again, I can't imagine, first of all, I can't imagine our founding fathers being okay with the way we're taxed today. I can't imagine they really would thought that we would take a stance that boys could be girls, girls could be boys, and anything else they wanted to be in a relatively short period of time.
Right.
So you're right. It's new, but again, the fact that these different courts, the 7th U.S. Circuit Court, they're on board with protecting the kids and the bathroom usage and what have you, and then the other ones, no, not so much.
and we're also looking at not just parental rights over to protect their children, and loco parentis is called, where public schools are acting at the behest under the authority of the parents, so they're subject to the parents. But also we're looking at some great privacy case law dealing with the privacy rights of an individual not to be ever compelled by the government to be naked in front of the opposite biological sex, especially if those kids, by the way, these teenage boys are still 100% teenage boy.
All right,
we got to go for a break.
Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more with Brad Dacus after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Winter weather making air travel difficult across the country. More than 1,200 flights are already canceled and 1,300 delayed. That's according to the tracking site FlightAware. The storm impacting airports from Houston and Chicago to New York. The FAA holding back some airlines to wait for the bad weather to pass. Today's flight disruptions follow yesterday's with more than 3,300 canceled. Donald Trump easily won the Iowa GOP caucuses, more than doubling the 24% support he received in 2016. Caucus goers ventured out in sub-zero temperatures to deliver that victory for the former president, whose 30-point win was the largest for a contested presidential caucus in modern Iowa history. This is USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was worried.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. This just in, I always want to do that. Asa Hutchinson drops out of the 2024 presidential race after coming in sixth place in Iowa. I didn't know he was still in. Did anybody know he was still in?
No, he was still running?
I you know what, running around the racetrack at school maybe in the morning, the local high school, but, you know, I think this is hilarious. Anyway.
I wonder who he's going to endorse, Joe. I wonder who he's going to swing his heavy support for.
Biden. You know? Oh, yeah. My God. I love these people who think they're that and so much more. I just find it amazing. Anyway. All right. That's Brad Dacus. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, tell people what PJI is all about and how they can help you.
Certainly. Pacific Justice Institute is all about defending religious freedom, parental rights, the sanctity of human life. We do it all without charge, and we have offices all across the United States. And if people need assistance or they'd like to keep up with our cases, they can do so by going to our website. And we've got something really exciting on our website. They can also click and sign up to be a regular monthly supporter. We have a matching grant. Up to $500,000 matching dollar for dollar for everyone who wants to become a monthly donor. It'll be matched not just for the first month, but for the next 12 months, which is very significant. So if people want to participate, I strongly encourage them to take advantage of it. We still have a good ways to go, as I understand it. So just go to pji.org. That's P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute.org. And by the way, if they're not near their laptop, or another easy way to do it is simply to text the letters PJI, to the number 71541. It's a 71-year-old man having lunch with a 54-year-old woman, and there's a 1-year-old in a high chair. That's how I remember it. 71541. Oh. And just text PJI to that, and you can do the rest from there. Oh, I know. I should think of another. I should think of another.
Yeah, you got to come up with a better one than that. Okay, that tells me where your mindset sometimes. But anyhow, I want to get to some of these other issues that are going down. We were just getting into the teachers where the Supreme Court had said, look, you can't fire these people. You got to give them their jobs back, and they want their religious accommodation. Yeah, I don't know if you remember that they were being asked to. Lie to the parents and hide things from the parents. Anyway, you and I have had this conversation before. The Supreme Court can say, no, you have to do this. If they don't do it, then what happens?
Well, then if the U.S. Supreme Court says they have to do it, if they rule against them, then that's the end. That's the end game. However, I believe the U.S. Supreme Court is going to rule in favor of the teachers. This is a fundamental basic issue of, first, the free exercise clause. It's their deep conscience, beliefs to tell someone in order to keep their job, they have to lie, and not just lie to anyone. They have to lie to parents about children and something serious about the welfare and health of their children. I just have a hard time seeing the Supreme Court ruling if that's not a violation of the free exercise clause of conscience. And conscience is a part of the free exercise clause, along with religion and what's protected. So I think the teachers are going to win in this case. On that alone, I think there's a parents' rights angle here as well. But of course, I think the center point of this case will be the teachers and their rights of conscience, freedom of conscience, and the free exercise of religion pursuant to the First Amendment free exercise clause.
In dealing with you over the years and dealing with these cases, one of the things I've come to understand, it's almost, at times, it's almost like the SCOTUS ruling isn't the end. They come back and they come back and they come back from different states, different areas, just like this thing with Trump keeping him off of ballots. I mean, he hasn't been convicted. I know they're going to hear the case, but when are they going to hear it? How far out will it be? And will it be able to, is there a way to make sure he shows up on those ballots if the court can't get to it or render it an opinion?
Yeah, I am confident this Supreme Court knows, they know the reality of what we're facing with the time frame, and I think I predict they'll be ruling shortly after the hearing, oral argument, and they will resolve it very quickly. They will rule. I predict the only question is, will it be unanimous or not? Is Sotomayor and Justice Jackson, are they going to just keep some decency of a reputation and rule in favor of our democratic republic and our constitution? So I think it'll be unanimous, and I believe that they'll rule.
Really?
They cannot keep Trump from the ballots because there has been no trial, no jury. No opportunity for self-defense. This is just the arbitrary, whimsical determination of some activist, leftist judges that want to use the courts as a political weapon, which is disgraceful for those judges in Colorado that have done so, and the Secretary of State of Maine. I think we're going to see that, at the end of the day, there's going to be shame on those individuals, and hopefully... the extent that the voters reaffirm those office holders, hopefully they'll be booted out.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot. I mean, again, it takes a lot, especially here in California, but it's going to take a lot to get these things out there and have people like me at school districts, school boards, be able to stick up for the teachers, especially teachers that are having these kind of issues. All right. I kind of talked to you about this during the break. The federal appeals court that rejected a petition over special counsel Jack Smith's access to Trump's Twitter feed. Now, they were fighting, or Jack Smith was fighting, to get access to all of Trump's Twitter feeds, all the way back, I think it was 2016 or whatever. who he sent it to, who he liked, who sent him one, all his private messages, all of that. I didn't realize this was part of what Trump was fighting for when it came to executive privilege. Now, the part that confuses me, or that leads me to believe that they were doing something sinister and nasty, is Smith said that he could have gotten the materials from the National Archives. They had all, they have all of this. They have it since Trump left office. But that would have triggered a notice to Trump. So they didn't want him to know. Why wouldn't they want him to know unless they're looking for something wrong? They don't have something they're looking to prove that he did wrong.
They're fishing.
Yeah.
This is these you know, quote unquote trials, prosecutions. That's what it's been from day one. You know, his tax records. They didn't have anything to go on. They just says they were fishing. They said we want to see all his tax records because we want to see if we can find something. I mean, that's what it amounted to. I mean,
yeah.
The DA's, you know, from the beginning says, I'm going to find something on it. So, I mean, it's just absolutely disgraceful. I mean, how they can just, you know, hold their head up high in public is astonishing. So I think that at the end of the day, it's going to be mud on all their faces. And they're not, at the end of the day, they will not prevail in the end. It may be a matter of appealing with their Soros, you know, Soros fans of in the way of judges are end up deciding, and the Soros DAs, you know, prosecute. But I think at the end of the day, it'll be mud on all their faces, and Trump will be smiling at it in the rearview mirror as he pulls into the White House.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about the DA in New York and the one in Georgia right now. I just had this conversation with somebody else, but I want to hear your side, which is, when you see what's happening there in Georgia now, what kind of recourse, what can he push for? She's in a lot of hot water. There's, you know, I don't even know. This has got to taint that case, don't you think?
Oh, yes.
I should hope so, but I'm not.
Yes.
Listen.
Exclamation mark. It taints the case. It particularly taints the ability for the case to go forward, at least with this district attorney and prosecutor. She's been having this relationship, sexual relationship, as alleged anyway, presumably.
All right. We got to go for a break. I can't let you off on this one. You have to come back, and we're going to deal with this. Joe, see your host. Don't go far. A lot more Brad Dacus when we return.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Mastini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation, be part of the solution. And I always, again, I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. All right, let me bring him on, Brad Day, because I know he's chomping at the bit to do this. What's her name? Fannie Willis? I don't even know. Crooked DA, let's give her a name that suits her. But I was telling you during the break that with everything going down right now, I really would love to know how her case holds water, how she's seen as the one. I mean, right now, I would imagine it's all on hold. I don't know for sure. But, Brad, she paid this fellow, this other attorney. So far, she's paid him $640,000. And my understanding to this point is he's one of the highest paid people there. And he billed, one of the bills, if you look at it, was he actually billed for 24 hours worth of work in one day. Now, you're a hardworking guy, too. Have you ever billed a client 24 hours of work in one day? Just amazing.
Well, Yeah, the answer is no. And who knows how many, if he's billed even other clients at the same time. I mean, that,
yes.
If I saw that, and I was in a law firm looking at the billings, and I saw 24 hours in one day, it would be obviously not honest. It's obviously not true. And I would, I'd probably have the attorney fired on the spot.
Yep.
Because they're basically defrauding. It's a fraudulent act, with a lot of cost. Attorneys are not cheap. So he's defrauding the people, the taxpayers of Georgia. And he's doing it with the blessing of this DA who, apparently has had this personal intimate relationship with him. And, a relationship that I guess he filed for divorce against his wife.
So,
and then when
a
then
day went on or 2 days after he got the contract, yes,
yeah, the 2 days after the contract, and
he filed for divorce, and then went on a trip, a cruise with the DA.
With the DA, and I'm willing to bet. Maybe I'm wrong here, but I'm willing to bet that wasn't their first, time together. It wasn't like their first date. I'm willing to bet there was probably something going on leading up to this dramatic trip together. My understanding is that adultery is actually illegal in Georgia. I think that's,
yep,
I've heard that. So, we're looking at a criminal here. This prosecutor, he's likely defrauded the taxpayers of Georgia. There's a clear conflict of interest with regard to his personal relationship, plus adultery. The guy, I think he should be in real trouble. The DA, of course, should be ashamed of herself. She should recuse herself immediately, as he should. And the investigation, I understand, is beginning. Even the governor, who is not a
Trump fan.
Exactly. He's not a Trump fan by any means. I understand he's calling for an investigation, I've heard, of these characters.
Yep.
And so when did they know? When did they know it? When did they get together? When did they, decide to defraud the people of Georgia for a bogus case that doesn't have merit? This is what happens to George Soros. He thinks he's really smart. He gets his DAs there. The only problem is Soros really didn't do a very good job sifting out, vetting out, making sure that the people he was choosing wasn't going to put, mud back on his face. But the DAs that he apparently has backed, these radical leftist DAs, are just having problems to, left and right across the country. And what I've heard, she's one of those Soros anointed, if you will, DAs, and who are committed to get Trump, and that's what Soros wants to back.
Well, and again, part of it, I get it. I see what's happening. But part of it is the fact that we don't do our homework. We don't pay attention. We don't vote for the right people. And I don't, I don't know how you fix that. People are so sold out to their parties, just like George Washington knew they would be. Remember, he was totally petrified of, parties. He said, eventually what would happen is people would be more loyal to their parties than they would be to the country.
Yeah, that's a very keen observation, and that is what we see happening when voters are willing to reelect someone who is openly engaged in alleged criminal activity against the people. The masses on the Democrats and Republicans should be in the streets right now,
mm-hmm,
calling for a resignation and a prosecution along with him. That's what we should see. But instead, she plays, I guess her only defense is, the race card. It's because she's black. That's why.
Look what she said.
What an insult. What an insult.
She said, listen, you're coming after the black woman. Here I am. I paid the black attorney money to do the job, even though I've hired a white female attorney and a white male attorney. The problem that she likes to avoid and doesn't want to come across with is the fact that she's given them virtually no work at all, compared to what she's given this guy, who has no experience in the area that she hired him for. They leave little details they keep leaving out,
Yeah, no experience. But is it a minor case? Oh, wait a minute. That's right. They're going after the former president of the United States to lock him up behind bars. this is not a minor case. So her personal interests, is a nice way of putting it, is clearly what is dominating here. And it's out of the bag. And I think, and I predict that she will not be over this case, nor will he. And the survival of the case and how this pans out pursuant to Georgia law, I'm not sure. But she's in hot water personally. He's in hot water personally. And the case against Trump is faltering, I would say, at this stage. I'm not saying it's not going to continue one way or the other, but this is a major hurdle that they're going to have to overcome in order to even keep the case active with any kind of credibility.
Well, we both know it's going to continue. They're not going to give up that easy, you know. And the New York trial, too, is making me nuts because, again, you're sitting there saying, you know, she campaigned on going after Trump, the VA out of New York. Just craziness. I mean, is he set solid for an appeal on this? Because, again, you've got a judge that's saying he can't decide, even though experts have come in, he can't decide what the property's worth. The experts at the bank people say it's not a problem. Nobody was financially hurt. Everybody came out financially on the up and up. How in God's creation they're going to find him and his family guilty of this stuff?
Right. Yeah. And yeah. So I will say, with regard to Georgia, going back to Georgia.
Yeah.
She is there. You know, if another officer has to come over and be over the case, and they are ones who say, "No, I don't see any credible case here. I move to have this case dismissed." Then boom. You know, that's it. If she is taken out of the picture, someone else is brought in, another prosecutor is brought in, and they conclude that it's bogus, the case could dissolve. But, you know, I don't know. We don't know what the next steps are and how this is going to play out. And so, that, like you mentioned, you know, up in New York, that is a total joke. You have a district attorney. She didn't know how she was going to get Trump, but she ran for office and says, I'm going to get Trump. Oh, really? How? Well, I'm going to get Trump. She gets elected, and she tries to then fishes through his taxes to try to find something somewhere. You know, and then she comes down with this that historically has never been prosecuted against anyone before in this context. But it's not about the law. It's not about justice. It's about getting Trump. And the good news, Joe, is that the overwhelming majority of Americans, including even the Democrats,
I know,
see right through this, and that is only going to further the support for Trump and the need to clean house and to start with the Department of Justice, FBI, et cetera.
So, listen, if I was Trump, I would go after every one of them once I got in office and not as a political vengeance by any stretch, but I would go after them. I mean, the things that they let the Bidens get away with and try to go after Trump's family, Trump and others around him for doing the exact same thing, I think Merrick Garland would be first on my list. He'd be and I would make sure I had an AG that went in there and tell him, look, you got 3 months, clean out the dead weight, clean out the deep state from your organization, get rid of them all for all I care, and let's go after these people. That would be my course of action. Anyway, we're running out of time, so real quick, I want you to tell me, you know, right now you've got a fellow that's been on the J. He's one of the J6ers, Jake Lang. He's been in jail for 3 years with no trial. This is our founding fathers did not want this. There has got to be a way to either get him out of jail or get the trial going. Am I wrong?
Well, you are right. The Constitution entitles us to a speedy trial against this kind of tyranny, and we're seeing it play out. The Department of Justice should be moving into correction. Oh, that's right. They're part of the whole, you know, the whole scam to persecute people who support Trump and our law-abiding citizens with no criminal records. It's shameful. It's disgraceful. But the people are speaking. We saw it in Iowa, and I think at the end of the day, the people are going to win, and we're going to clean house in Washington D.C.
Yeah. And these guys should get good money. All right, we're right up against it. PJI.org. PJI.org. Brad Dacus, God bless for what you're doing. All right, guys, you got me for the next hour. All to yourself. We're going to have some fun. Be right back.